Had a nice 3-day weekend. Beautiful weather today on the way, believe it or not. Not yet, though. When's the good stuff start, Scary? Yeah. I'm tired of waiting for
it. So we had a cloudy, foggy start, and then we'll have a nice, sunny finish. Highs in the upper 70s. Interior New Jersey, you're going to be well over 80. And that'll be probably midday to lunch after lunch. Yeah.
All right. Now, do you agree with his forecast, Danielle, or do you want to give a rebuttal?
Danielle?
You got to turn your mic. I don't hear her. Microphone on?
Oh, yeah. He wasn't totally right this weekend, so we'll see how he does today.
Okay, so what did Scary think the weather was going to do this weekend that didn't happen?
We got a stellar weekend this weekend. You wait Sunday and Monday, all day, beautiful day. It wasn't until midday that it even really got nice. Like, the morning was crap both days. Down the Jersey Shore, it was cooler. It was windy. A lot of my friends were down there. They were like, it's really cooler down here. It's
the
windy.
Jersey Shore kind of got like the bad part of the stick. You know, I was out in Long Island. I was all the way out in Quag, and it was beautiful, sunshiny day on Sunday.
By the way, we could sit here and listen to you two talk about the weather all day, but I thought we could not do that, maybe. Anyway, well, thank you, because usually they fight about the weather, and Gandhi had to sit back and go, okay, here they go. Anyway, it's going to be nice later on. This is what I'm getting. Hey, so Governor Cuomo just rang the bell down on Wall Street to open up it back up. I mean, they've been closed for 2 months there in the in the big hall, but now he opened it up, so it's nice to see things slowly moving open. Hey, what do you want to start the show out with?
I got six songs loaded up. I got Fall Out Boy, Thanks for the Memories. I got Fun Factory, Close to You, This Is Your Night by Amber, Feel It, and Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode, and Sugar Sugar, How'd You Get So High, Baby Back.
Wow, that's a wild bunch of music.
Many.
I'll leave it to all of you.
Froggy, what do you want to hear? You never make a request. What do you want
to hear? Oh, I love the Fun Factory, Close to You, but nobody in that era could hit a note for some reason.
Let's do it. Let's see if finally, here in the year 2020, she can hit the note. Let's see. Baby, Fun Factory.
Talk to me. Oh, baby, can't you see? Because I'm the shyest girl in the whole wide world. So come on, take my hand. Understand, I want to be with you. I want to be so close to you. I want to be so close to you.
Z100. Where do we used to go to, down in Seaside? Was it Temptations? Where they used to play that song all the time. Remember Temptations?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Temps. They called it Temps. No longer in business. That was like mid-90s. That was a long time ago. Anyway, this is Z100. This is the bonus hour. And we're waiting for another beautiful day on the way. Let's talk about the weather again for another 15 minutes. That was a lot of fun. Just kidding. So I'm assuming everyone had a nice weekend. We blew it out. We had such a great day yesterday. It was so gorgeous. You know, what about you, straight Nate? Where'd you go? What'd you do?
It was a lot of fun. So we went and dined for the first time at a restaurant because they have outdoor dining at in Connecticut now. And it was different. I mean, you go in there and you're a little nervous. It kind of like going to school for the first time when you were in like first or second grade. You know, you go to see your class, and we go in there and they have a certain number of tables set up and everybody's spaced out. They have tape on the ground indicating where you can stand, where the tables can be. And it was nice to get out, though. I do have to say that, and just experience what we took for granted 2.5 months ago, to be able to go into a restaurant and say, hey, you know, I want this thing. Can I get a refill? It was so weird. And I think everybody was just so appreciative of everybody that was working there. It was really nice to see. And I can't wait to get back to that on a bigger scale, you know?
Right. So I wonder if any restaurants are going to hang shower curtains between the tables, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what are you doing?
I think they will.
Shower curtain.
The plexiglass industry is going to go through the roof.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, very much so. Well, okay. We hung out with some friends over the weekend and had a great time. It was good. It was good to be with people. I enjoyed it. And I'm not going to sit here and say we socially distanced ourselves, because you just know we did. We don't have to put that in our
the Karens will come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, you got to say it.
That's her problem. I'm not going to deal with that. Karen have a problem. Anyway, Scary, you and your friends, are you going to go up to Connecticut? See, this is the problem. Connecticut's opening up. Now everyone's driving up to Connecticut.
There's a website called ctbites.com. It's a foodie website, and it lists all the restaurants that are open for outdoor dining in the state of Connecticut by county. So we're going up to Fairfield County. We're going to go to Stamford.
They don't want you.
Yes, they do. It says it right there. Restaurants opened last Wednesday for outdoor dining, and I'm going to...
Now, Nate, you're the only guy...
They want New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Nate, you're the only one from Connecticut. Tell him whether or not you want him.
We don't want you, Scary. I'm sorry. Not only... Okay, so you live in New Jersey. You're dragging the New Jersey germs through New York and then into Connecticut. So you're like bringing extra germs to
the waterfront restaurant. You're
crop dusting your COVID all across the tri-state area.
We don't want you. And if you come in with like one of those fake mustaches with the glasses, we're going to know it's you.
Groucho Marx.
Yeah, Groucho Marx.
I really thought you were going to support the local economy, so I thought I would go up to the...
We don't want your money.
This is where the problem is, honestly. If everyone would just stay put in their place, like the Jersey people stay in Jersey, New York stay, Florida stay in Florida, just for now, until everything really is under control, this way we could keep it where it is and keep people doing... Just don't... Scary's like, oh, it's open over here? I'm going to take my dirty ass over here.
We have a lot of Erica 203s chiming in on the text messages saying, go away. No. Scary, you've had more you've had more rejection since this started in your entire life.
I haven't been to Sono in years. This is my opportunity to go and sit there and have...
No, it's not. Here's another one. Stay out. They're saying stay away. Look at them. Right. Hey, Scotty B's going to be on Rachel Ray today. Let's go talk about that. Scotty, come here. Talk about what's going on Rachel Ray. Obviously, when did they record this segment?
Sorry, hello?
Scotty.
Hey.
When did you guys record this segment?
When did we record it? I believe it was mid-December, so this was before everything. So you'll see a big audience and everybody hugging and shaking hands and stuff. So it's a little weird to watch, but it was a couple of months ago.
All right. Well, so what's it about?
Oh, well, so they were looking for a couple. It's about clutter compatibility. So they were looking for couples that are on opposite sides of the spectrum when it comes to organization. And, you know, my wife, Amy, she's a personal organizer. And
oh, yeah.
I'm a personal disorganizer. So I see, my problem is I save everything. I want to keep everything. So my attic and my basement is full of bins and boxes of everything that I've accumulated over the years from radio and just from life. So, I mean, I have every promo item ever given to me, ever, you know, every t-shirt, every everything. And I just can't part with it. So I guess that they have us on to kind of, you know, teach me how to part with some things.
Did they take their cameras into your house and everything?
Yes. Yeah. There were cameras in the house, and it was actually a cool little piece. We saw the video that they did in our house, and it came out really cool. But yeah, so it's going to be on today. If you're in New York, it's on Channel 7 at 2 o'clock.
Okay, let's all watch Scotty B.
Yes,
I can't wait.
A professional disorganizer.
That's me.
Yeah,
you're like a hoarder, sort of, but pre-hoarder.
I am a hoarder, but I keep it neat. It's not like floor to ceiling. You can still walk around in the attic in the basement. It's just, you know, I have lots of boxes and they're labeled, but there's boxes of stuff that I don't want to get rid of.
That's what they all say on the show before you find the dead cats underneath all the rubble.
I'm sure there's some.
It's organized. Yeah. I know where everything is.
There's got to be a few.
Right.
Cats. So is there, do you feel like you could have a link that's some sort of psychological something that's making you do this?
You know what, or I think
it's totally normal for you.
I have to tell you what I think it is for me. I think it's a nostalgia thing. I can't seem to part with things from my past. I like to go and look at things and go, oh, that was such a great time in my life. And then I just put it back in the box. So I'm not sure what it is, but I can't get rid of things from my past.
Right. Danielle, what do you think?
Do you think if Amy wasn't in your life, we would see you on Hoarding Buried Alive?
Yes. I do, because she keeps me in check. Absolutely. I do.
Good.
And you know, she throws a lot of my stuff out when I'm not looking. I know this.
Yes, I know she does, because she texts me pictures. She goes, look what I'm tossing today. And she tosses.
Yeah, well, we had a problem. I have these four huge beanbag chairs that I like to keep in the, when the TV is on, we can all sit in beanbag chairs and watch TV from the floor. Whatever. There's one missing today. Come to find out, Alex hates them. He threw one in the dumpster yesterday. He just threw away it.
That's what spouses do. I was gardening over the weekend, and I said, hey, where are those sneakers that I use to mow the lawn? And she looked at me long, and I knew she threw them away. She got rid of them. She goes in my closet, and she clears out my sneakers. She hates my Skechers.
Well, Nate and I always talk about how we do think that you are teetering on hoarding. Like, that's where he's going, right?
Yeah, no, it's collecting.
No, it's hoarding. So do you remember when we had that big company meeting and they announced the people that were working here for 25 years? Mm-hmm. And yes. Scotty goes, well, no, I was hired in 1995. Why was I left out? So that night, he went home, dug through several boxes to find pay stubs from 1995, proving
who does that?
That's right. But look, it paid off. It paid off.
Who keeps 25? You had a pay stub
from 19. What?
I have every pay stub, every timesheet, and every expense report since 1995.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I might want to look at it one day.
Oh my god,
that's wild.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. There's dead cats in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Well, okay. So watch Scotty, the pre-hoarder, on Rachel Ray today.
But you see, my wife, as a personal organizer, it makes her crazy. So it just makes her nuts that I keep all this stuff, and she's constantly, you know, getting on me to throw it away. So I'm starting to slowly clear stuff out.
He has Skechers in his closet with the, remember the square-toed Skechers from like years ago that nobody would ever wear again, ever?
But
she sends me pictures. She's like, well, I don't understand him. I just don't get
why. Are they coming back? Are square-toed
Skechers
it's not that.
Coming
back? No, but for me, they're disposable, so I can go power wash the, you know, the yard and do gardening and then throw them out when they're dirty. So I like to have some disposable sneakers.
So we know if you're wearing square Skechers, we know that they're not long for this world.
Right, I'm going to power wash. Exactly.
Okay. Oh, all right. Gosh. So once again, look for his square Skechers today on the Rachel Ray Show.
Yeah.
Oh Gandhi, you ready? Three things.
Yes.
What do you got going on?
All right. A video went viral.
There you go.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Video went viral this weekend. I think a lot of us saw it. It was recorded in Central Park. A white woman named Amy Cooper was in the park when she got upset after a black man asked her to leash her dog in an area where it was required. So she called the cops on him. And in the video, you can hear her saying, an African-American man in Central Park is threatening my life. obviously, this has been a big problem. So now the place where she works, the investment firm called Franklin Templeton, has put her on administrative leave. She has issued an apology. And the dog shelter saw the video of what was going on. She was just sheltering that dog at the time. The dog is now back with the dog shelter as well. The NYPD is now searching for vandals who stole golf carts from a Brooklyn course on Sunday and then took them on joyrides, causing at least $100,000 in damage. The head of the Marine Park Golf Course says that 25 of the 60 carts were damaged beyond repair. Police say they caught one of the suspects involved when they ran into the thieves as they were driving the carts down the streets near the golf course. They are still searching for five more people. Cops believe all of them are teenagers. And finally, everybody apparently wants to get married in New York City, and there are no online marriage license appointments available now until September. New York City's online system for marriage licensing, it's called Project Cupid, was launched May 7th to go around the closure of most New York marriage bureaus due to the pandemic. But since then, the Office of the City Clerk has issued 382, they have processed 382 requests. All in all, about 37 online appointments are booked in total. So if you're trying to get married in New York City, it might be a while. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. Our own Daniel Dololo is checking in. She says she wants to hear Rosala. Everybody's free to feel good. That's also on Straight Nate's.
Kind of gay. What's it called? It's but I believe it's the kind of gay sounding playlist.
Yeah, it's really gay sounding.
Oh. Let's take a break. We'll play in a little bit. We'll be back.
Got Z100.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, the bonus hour. You know what? We haven't gone around the room. Do we have a room? Can we go around it? Let's find a room and go around it.
We have a Zoom room. Around the room.
There you go. We're in the Zoom room. Let's go around the Zoom room. What's on your mind today, Gandhi? What's going on?
So I'm starting to question the way my boyfriend compliments me because they always come out like kind of strange insults. So the other day he said, "Hey, have you been eating enough lately? Your face looks skinny." And I was like, "Oh, is that your way of asking if I'm losing weight? Thank you. Rude." Then he said, "Kissing you is like kissing two fat butt cheeks. Your lips are so soft and big." I was like, "Nope, two fat butt cheeks doesn't sound like a great thing to kiss. I don't know what you're talking about." He's like, no, it's good. So I have to learn his ways of delivering compliments so I don't get mad at him.
Right. You should assume everything he says is a compliment.
Right. Nope, it's not.
It's vicious. What's up with you, Danielle?
So I think silly string is underrated with adults. Over the weekend when we were at this little bonfire that we were at, there were a couple of the kids playing with silly string and just like squirting each other with silly string and laughing. And my son was one of them. And he was rolling over in laughter. He had silly string all over him and he thought it was the greatest thing ever. And I think the more silly string you had on you, you won. You didn't lose, you won. And I think adults would have so much fun with I wanted silly string. I'm like, this is so cool. So I think we as adults really should get out there and get some more silly string and just attack each other with it. It'd be so much
Gandhi.
Fun.
Gandhi, put down your Nerf guns and start shooting silly string instead.
Exactly. So fun.
Why not? What's up, Scary?
I was at my friend Steve's barbecue in Queens yesterday, and he put the spiral sausage on the grill, the skinny sausage.
Yes.
As it was cooking, he's like, "Oh my God, I didn't take out the four wooden sticks." And I'm like, "Wait a second. My father usually cooks it full and then pulls the sticks out when it's done cooking and uses that as a way to flip the sausage." But he's like, no. We got to pull them out now." So he pulled them out while I was on the grill. But then you realize, you know what? There's a reason why you leave it on till the end, because the sausage started spiraling all over the place like a snake. It was out of control, like a garden hose. And I'm like, you know what? I'm telling you, you got to leave the sticks in until after the sausage is fully cooked.
Yeah. Wait till the sausage is fully cooked. That was not only an around the room. That was like an instructional moment.
It was an observation that I had yesterday. Scary.
What's on your mind today, Frog?
You know, working from home is tough. I know a lot of people are going through this, but my family thinks that I'm here to serve them and then do my job second. Lisa just came in here a second ago. She goes, "I need you to come help me bandage my toe." I said, "Well, we're on the air till 11 o'clock, so you're going to have to wait." Yeah, but can't you come help me just real quick? Like, no, at 11 o'clock, I will help you. Until 11 o'clock, forget I'm here. They don't understand.
Oh my gosh. No, they didn't take advantage of you. You are working. This is you're doing your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor. Put a band-aid on your toe and leave me alone.
Oh my God.
You are too much, I tell you.
People so keep caring. Making fun of, so loving.
You know, Carrie Lee, who does the traffic for us. Is she, where is she doing her traffic from? Her house?
I don't know, but they need to hook her up with a better microphone. Scotty B's laughing his ass.
The text message says, Carrie Lee sounds like she's in the cockpit loudspeaker on a plane. She's using the loudspeaker on a plane to do her
traffic.
Oh,
no.
Yikes. What does it sound like? I haven't heard her lately.
I want to hear
traffic in Carrie North Bergen on
19 North. Oh, she deserves better than that. Can we send over some good equipment to Carrie Lee's place? Jeez. All right. Daniel, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Daniel, what do you have
working? All right. So it is official. Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse from Riverdale are done. They have called it quits 3 years. They were together about 3 years. And they actually called it quits before the pandemic hit. They quarantined separately, and they are just good friends. If Glee was to get a reboot, Ryan Murphy has an idea of who the dream cast would be, and one of the people he said would be Brad Pitt. So we'll see if it happens. It would be kind of interesting to see, right? Some fans are not happy about John Krasinski's YouTube show, Some Good News, being sold to CBS, saying that he's sold out. He's selling out just for the money. But I mean, it's an opportunity for the good news to get to other people, and it's an opportunity for John to make some money. So why, I mean, don't hate on him. Come on, guys. We all want to make some money. Give me a break. Pixar has a new animated short. It's called Out. It is their first short feature film with a gay man as their main character. It will be on Disney Plus. You can go see it now. Carol Baskin from Tiger King and her living husband, Howard, they signed 400 trading cards with pictures of themselves on it, and they sold them for $99 each. They sold out in like seconds. They couldn't keep these things. Everybody wants a little piece. I mean, that's...
Wait till she kills this one. It's going to be worth more.
My God, right? Forget it. If you haven't seen the video for Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande's new single, Rain On Me, it's pretty cool. Gaga's wearing a pink leather bodysuit. Grande's in a shiny black metallic miniskirt. Several rainstorms are happening. Knives are raining from the sky at one point. So it's cool. Check it out. Elon Musk, you remember he named his first child that name that nobody could pronounce, and California law prohibits you to use characters that you can't pronounce, and that, yeah. So he said, they said it has to be the English alphabet. So he said, okay. So he went back in and changed it to Roman numerals, and now they can't complain, and now they have to accept the name.
Wait, so is the kid named Roman numerals, or they used Roman numerals?
They used Roman numerals.
I'm so confused.
All right. Yeah. He confuses us. And Bryce Dallas Howard has graduated from NYU. She has been enrolled since 1999. She took a leave of absence, but she has now graduated, even though it was a normal graduation. She wanted to thank everybody for what they have done for her. And we did say Scotty B and his wife Amy will be on the Rachel Ray Show today. So if you didn't hear us before, make sure you tune into Channel 7, 2 p.m. today Eastern Time. That's what time it's on in New York. If you're listening elsewhere, please check your local listings. You also have World of Dance, Vanderpump Rules, America's Got Talent, and a lot of fun stuff on Netflix. Big Flower Fight is what my money is on right now, because Sam is loving it. And it's about florists who have to make these big, extravagant sculptures and garden, like, just they just have to take a lot of flowers, put them together, and they have to be the best. So go and check it out if you get a chance. And that's my Danielle report.
Thank you, Danielle. We have more after this.
See you again soon.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Thank you guys for doing this every morning.
Here's Elvis.
Z100, it's going to be beautiful later on. The weather is going to be, it's another stunning day. I know out here in Central Jersey, it's going to be like 82 degrees, something like that. I'm so excited. What about Uncle Johnny? Is he on the line? Let's talk to Uncle Johnny. Hello, lady.
How are you?
He is only his day, but he's wearing a toupee. Yes, it's time for Uncle Johnny.
It's time for Uncle Johnny. So you're officially leaving for your summer on Fire Island.
Yeah, I'm going to Fire tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, they're picking me up. And we'll see what happens. It's supposed to be beautiful out there, but, you know, we're hoping for the best. It's going to be great.
Okay, all right. So,
and that's what we're hoping anyway. We have social distancing out there and masks.
Of course you are. Stay safe.
It'll be fabulous.
I mean, it'll be good. I'm sure you're anxious to get out of the city and be outside so you can get some fresh air and stuff, right?
Yes, I'm standing on my little balcony now, but the sun is just coming over the buildings. So
Johnny. Well, Johnny, now don't forget, you got to take your teeth and your hair.
No, that's what I've been doing now. I'm packing up. I'm putting the stuff that I'm going to need to hold on my hair and put my teeth in. And that's about it.
That should be the same stuff. Excited. Whatever holds your hair on should also hold your teeth in. Can't you just make one product and do it all?
Well, I could put my teeth under my hair, and then I don't have to worry.
Makes no sense. All right, well, good. So what's the deal at Cherry's in Cherry Grove? I mean, is it officially open? And how are you going to be a bartender? Well, what's going to happen?
What's happening now is they're serving drinks on the railing outside by the dock. When people get off the boats or come by the restaurant, and in the front of the restaurant, the Cherry Lane, they have the outside deck out there. So they're serving drinks and food to go, or you could stand out, stand outside or sit on the deck, but it has to be 6 feet apart. The bars are not open yet. They're hoping within the next couple of weeks that they'll be able to do that. So they have a bartending making the drinks for the people to serve, the waiters to serve to the people getting off the boats and walking around and everything.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're on your way, and it'll be open up before you know it, Uncle Johnny. But we'll see you. We'll see you soon. We'll call you and wake you up and harass you every once in a while, okay?
Okay, that would be fabulous. I miss you guys. You all have a wonderful summer. Stay safe, and I love you all.
Love you, Uncle Johnny.
You too, Uncle Johnny. Be safe, Uncle Johnny.
Love you guys. Hope to see you soon.
You'll see you soon. Bye, Johnny.
Bye bye.
There you have it. The world famous Uncle Johnny on his way to Cherry Grove. He's like, screw it, man. I'm on the beach. He's going to have a great time.
Exactly. Even if he's not working, he's on the damn beach. Who cares?
Yeah, no, he'll be fine. I'm not worried about Uncle Johnny. So Daniel DeLillo wanted to hear a song by Rosala. What year did this come out? Because I know we played it on Z100.
This was like mid 90s, early 90s.
Early 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get it on. Again, our weather for the weekend or for the day. Scary, what's it all about?
Some clouds now, but the sun is starting to come out here in Tribeca, and it's just going to be a sunny finish to the day and a high of around 80 degrees.
All right, perfect. Well, let's get out of here. I hope you have a great day. Till tomorrow, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Everybody's free to feel good. Everybody's free to feel good. Everybody's free to feel good.
Everybody's friend. Feel good. Everybody.